Welcome back to Radio Entrepreneurs. This is Jeffrey Davis, and we are talking to entrepreneurs, and we will be talking to them all summer long. That's what we do. To my right is the esteemed John Dustin from JED Insurance. Welcome, John.
Thank you, Jeff. Love the adjectives. Keep them coming.
Esteemed. Yeah. It's better with me than being at home, right?
I think so. I get built up.
That's a nice jacket, John. How come you didn't buy it for me? I know what that jacket's from. That's the jacket you bought for your party.
That's right.
Okay.
You have a good memory.
That's a good, I liked the jacket then. That was a good party you had.
Great, thank you.
This was the business party to celebrate how many years?
15 years.
15 years in business. That's pretty cool.
It was fun.
15 years of JED Insurance. That's great. And our next guest, someone you do know much better than I do, David Caruso from Freedom National Bank. Hi, David.
Hi, Jeff.
Hey. Why don't you tell us a little bit first about Freedom National Bank, and then we'll get into our storyline.
Freedom National Bank is a small community bank based in Rhode Island. We do business in southeastern Connecticut, all of Rhode Island, and most of Massachusetts. We have two branch locations located in Rhode Island, but with technology today, you don't need to be everywhere in a branch to do business.
Great. How long have you been with the bank?
A little over 5 years.
Right. What do you do for the bank?
I'm a salesperson actually for the bank, which is, if people are really honest about what they do in the banking industry, that's what they'll tell you they are. I match products with businesses to help them grow or get started.
John.
And he has a pretty diverse breadth of, pretty broad spectrum that you can cover. Talk about the size of business that you can cover.
Yeah, that's a great question. I get that a lot. When we talk about the size of businesses, I try not to get too much into sales size. It's really all about how you can help on the deposit side and how you can help on the lending side and what size of lending you can do. So our legal lending limit is $1.6 million. So when you think about most of Massachusetts, all of Rhode Island and southeastern Connecticut, small businesses rarely need more than $1 million, $1.5 million in lending services.
Hmm. And you do SBA as well, correct?
We do SBA, correct. We are a preferred lender for SBA, so that means that that we actually make the decision for SBA whether we approve a loan or not. And basically,
that speeds things up.
It does speed things up.
Because right, SBA can be kind of a slow process for some small businesses.
Correct.
That's really good.
It's funny. The bank's flexible. They have the underwriting pen. And you know, when David talks, I wasn't even aware there's certain products that entrepreneurs can get through your system that can prevent fraud and other issues.
Correct. John, you're in the insurance business, and we like to think of ourselves as people who can mitigate risk also. So when you talk to small businesses, a lot of them are unaware of some bigger type products that used to be segregated for bigger companies that are now available to them for use. And one of those products would be like a cash management product called ACH Creditor Debit and Positive Pay. Those two products from a cash management standpoint to a business are extremely important from a cash flow standpoint and a mitigation of fraud standpoint.
How do they work? Just a little bit.
And who uses them?
Anybody can use them, Jeff. It's what we've done is because we're a smaller bank and only have two branches, we don't have a big monster to feed, so we don't charge a lot for our products, number one. Number two, who uses them? Again, anybody can use them, and what they do is, let's take, for example, ACH Credit Debit. If you're a business who actually writes checks weekly, monthly, whatever it may be, you're actually signing your name to that check. You're sending out your account number, and you're sending out your routing number to your bank. And that is going through the mail and ending up on somebody's desk, and you have no idea who's opening up that mail. So you're opening up yourself to check fraud right away. So when you talk about ACH debit, you can actually pay a vendor with a computer and be a fraction of the cost of actually buying the check stock, buying the envelope, and sending it in the mail, which costs you the cost of a stamp. So when you think about paying bills, instead of sending a check, send an ACH.
Do a lot of entrepreneurs take advantage of that, or is it a little bit skittish still? Or?
They don't take advantage of that. And one of the reasons is because, again, it was reserved for bigger companies. The cost of that used to be thousands of dollars a year
to have implement. Service.
Correct. Today, it's can be as low as $70, $80 a month.
And one of the other things I think you mentioned in the past that was interesting, you do the check scan so that they don't actually have to physically go to the bank. Are a lot of people taking advantage? Do you guys take advantage of that?
I don't know. I'd have to speak to my business partner who runs that part of the business. I don't even stick my nose in that.
A lot of people take advantage of it, actually. A quick story. We have a business that's actually three doors down from our Greenville office. They don't come into the branch. They scan checks. I'll give you a great example. And John, you can speak to this too. When we talk about risk within a business environment, instead of sending your admin to the bank to make a deposit, why wouldn't you make the deposit right there at your desk or have that person make a deposit right at the desk? If your boss sends you out to the bank to make a deposit, and God forbid something happens and that person runs somebody over, John, if they don't have the right insurance, it's going to be an issue,
It's an auto claim, and it could potentially be a workers' comp claim. So you're right, yeah. And what is the clearance of using a facility like the check scan? Is it immediate? Is it a day?
Great question. So with our bank, if you deposit those checks through a scan machine, which is connected to your computer, if you do it by 4 p.m., it's like being at the bank that day. So your funds availability is the next day.
Oh, so less liability, faster, more assured. Do you get an immediate receipt acknowledgement?
You do. You can print it right from your computer.
So that's pretty simple.
And, you know, when you talk about the cost of that, it's roughly like $30 a month. If you, I did this the other day for a customer, and they said, well, $30 a month. I said, well, let's do a little bit of math here.
Gas time.
Right. If you're, he was 1.2 miles away from the branch. I said to him, at 1.2 miles from the branch, at $2.12 a gallon, and you're 15 to 20 minutes in time, you're roughly saving like $14 to $15 a month. I said, so if it's costing you $30, it's kind of a no-brainer. How much is people's time worth? You're paying an admin $20 an hour, and they're spending 15 to 20 minutes out per day, 5 days a week. Do the math.
Do entrepreneurs, and Jeff, you probably have a better gauge on this than me, so I'm going to throw the question out. Do they actually spend time on banking needs? Like, I think it's probably overlooked.
Not enough for most of my clients.
Yeah, that's
right away.
What I thought, David.
You know, most small businesses that I deal with, and I'm not talking about the medium-sized or large-sized business, when I walk in, I always ask them, who's your bank? And to myself, 90% of the time, I'm rolling my eyes. The wrong banks. And, you know, if you're at the wrong bank, you're asking for trouble. It's like marrying the wrong person, you know, or dating the wrong person. And you know the relationship's not going to last, and you're not going to be the one deciding that it's going to end. David's sitting there nodding. They're going to decide, and most of the time, you're going to be caught surprised when they don't want to have a relationship with you anymore. And that can happen where just a senior officer is changing at a large bank. Now, that's not true for the large banks with, you know, larger clients. But, you know, most businesses are small businesses. So people don't really know how to shop for a bank or review their whole relationship at all.
And that's the way we look at it. Yeah, absolutely. We're a relationship based bank. We like to dig in. We like to peel back the onion. We like to find out what your cash flow needs are. You know, when we talk about cash flow and talk about ACH, credit and debit, why not pay a bill on the 15th of the month if it's due on the 15th of the month? Why are you sending a check out on the 10th for it to get there by the 15th hoping it gets there, right? And you're losing that cash flow for 3 to 4 days. Cash flow is
king,
the engine of a business, mm-hmm. especially when they're growing. Cash flow is enormous.
Well, I know for some, most businesses I deal with, every day is a day for collection to make sure you're making payroll every 2 weeks. It's a very scientific and obsessive system for most companies.
It is, and here's the funny part about it. A lot of business owners don't understand it.
Well, I believe that because they go into the business because they like the business, not because they understand the mechanics of running it.
Correct.
Well, you know, David, great story. If somebody wants to find you at Freedom National Bank or Freedom National Bank, how would they do that?
They would. They can call me at 401-256-2502, or they can email me at dcaruso, C-A-R-U-S-O, at freedomnationalbank.com.
And I would contest that he will get back to you as quick as anybody I've ever met.
I don't believe you get back to people faster than John Dustin from JED Insurance.
I don't know about that.
What I hear.
I called him once on a weekend for an issue, and he was right there.
So. I'll tell you a quick story if you have time. A client of mine, we were doing a credit facility for a new truck. He's a trucker. And this past winter... truckers drive diesel rigs, right? So 4 o'clock in the morning, he goes out and he starts the rig because it has to warm up. And so we were going through what he needed to get me for the week in order for us to complete the transaction. He calls me at 4 o'clock in the morning. I actually answered the phone.
It's probably scared him.
And the client says to me, David? I said, Stu? He goes, what are you doing up? I said, well, you called me. What are you doing calling me at 4 o'clock in the morning? So he explains that he was warming up the truck and he was going to leave me a voice message on how he was going to get me what I needed for the week. And so he tells the story around town. So I'm like this, you know, this hero around town that answers.
A crazy guy.
Yeah, a crazy guy banker who answers his phone at 4 a.m. in the morning. So
great.
Probably are a crazy guy, but that's why we like you. Thanks for being on the show. That was David Caruso from Freedom National Bank. My name is Jeffrey Davis. I'm here with John Dustin. So we're going to sign off, John. We'll be back for more stories.
Great. Thank you, Jeff.
Thanks for having me.
We'll be right back after these messages.